It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. His Excellency François de Lattre, the French ambassador to the United States, was in Pittsburgh this week discussing new opportunities for the Franco-American partnership and the transatlantic relationship. I sat down with the ambassador after he addressed the World Affairs Council of Pittsburgh, and I began by asking him what he learned from his visit to the Steel City last year.
You know, I think there is a growing economic partnership between our two countries. To give you just an example, France is in the five leading investors in your country, with more than 3,000 French companies supporting 600,000 American jobs. And what is true US-wide is also true with Pittsburgh and the region. The French companies that are investors in Pittsburgh and the region support more than 4,000 American jobs, and the number is only growing every year. And so what I learned from these two visits last year and this year is that there are huge opportunities in terms of innovation, in terms of university partnerships, and in terms of investment, cross-investment, by the way, between Pittsburgh and France. You know, French investors come to see me, and because of the ups and downs in the euro-dollar parity, they, for many of them, are looking for a place to invest in the dollar zone. And based on these two visits, I have some good arguments, some good points to make to tell them, hey guys, the first place you have to go to invest in the US, it's Pittsburgh, because you will have a warm welcome, you will have a professional team to tell you what to do, how to do it. You will have a very francophile environment, friendly environment, plus many competitive assets in Pittsburgh.
And what are some of the areas specifically that a French company or that the French government, for that matter, as they look for economic opportunities, might be looking into in Pittsburgh?
You know, there is a wide variety of French companies investing in the region. For example, Sodexo and Areva in the nuclear energy, and Saint-Gobain in the industry. Most of our key investors are in the industrial sector. I mentioned Sodexo, Veolia, Pittsburgh Transportation Group, Old-Clad Metal Crafters, Convert Team, Areva, as I said, Thales, you know, the big French company in signaling. So in terms of industrial exchanges, I think Pittsburgh has a tradition, has also a ability in terms of innovation that can make the difference. And vice versa, by the way, many companies of Pittsburgh are among the key investors in France, like Mylan in the pharmaceutical industry, like Industrial Scientific in the gas detection, like PPG, of course, like your key law firms, as like K&L Gates and Reed Smith. So many companies of Pittsburgh are also investing heavily in France, which is good, I believe, for my country and good for yours. So it's a win-win situation there.
And I know that you are looking at, and the French have looked at, how Pittsburgh has reinvented itself.
Yeah.
We were certainly what was known as a steel town, relying on that industry to drive our economy for many years, and have had to adjust to the fact that that industry for us is dying, and that we've had to create new economic opportunities. What have you learned from the way that Pittsburgh has reinvented itself and explored new economic opportunities?
This is a key question, because for us French, and in Europe in general, for you Americans, the keys of success to remain on the winning side of globalization is innovation and entrepreneurship. And in this respect, as I said in my speech at the World Affairs Council, Pittsburgh is among the key examples that I always mention from coast to coast, really, as a city that is able to, as I said, to reinvent itself. By that I mean to take advantage of your roots, of your industrial tradition, not to preserve jobs that are now condemned, so to speak, that have to go or will go to China and to other places, but to create new jobs that are sustainable, that will make Pittsburgh's prosperity tomorrow. And this ability to renew your industrial tradition is a key example for Europe, because we are exactly in the same situation. So we have the choice. Either we try to preserve the current jobs with no perspective, or we try to build on these industries, on these jobs, to innovate, to promote entrepreneurship, and to renew our industries. And this is the winning path. And I think in this respect, again, Pittsburgh is an example to follow.
We have talked on our program about how much the Chinese manufacture. And one complaint that you hear from Americans about our country currently is that you'll hear people say, we don't make anything here anymore. As you look at how manufacturing in China has proliferated, what concerns do you have for France and Western countries like the United States?
I would answer honestly your question in saying that I'm more optimistic today than I was, for example, 2 years ago.
Why is that?
Because we see many examples of not only services but industries, and especially high-tech industries, who invested heavily in China, India, Brazil, Indonesia, and who now are willing to come back to the U.S. and to France because the salaries are increasing very quickly in the emerging countries, and because, again, our innovation, when I say our in Europe, I mean in France, in the U.S., our innovation and entrepreneurship are making the difference. And so I'm more optimistic today than I was a few years ago, and I believe that we French are demonstrating that innovation is our number one, number two, number three priority, with unprecedented levels of investment in high technologies, from the life sciences to the digital revolution to the sustainable development revolution. And at the same time, we are demonstrating in France that entrepreneurship, where entrepreneurship is booming, that this is the key to renovate our industrial basis. And in this respect, again, we feel very close to Pittsburgh and its region, and I think we have to learn from each other.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and I'm speaking with our guest, the French ambassador to the United States, François Delattre. He spoke at the Duquesne Club and, among other things, talked about how France's new foreign policy initiatives further shape the Franco-American partnership. If you could encapsulate some of what you discussed today with your audience here in Pittsburgh about the how some of those foreign policy initiatives are furthering the Franco-American partnership.
If I should summarize in a nutshell, I would say we'll win together. We'll win on the diplomatic and national security front, because in Mali and Syria and Iran and the Middle East, we are together, U.S. and France. But also on the economic front, we'll win together and we'll remain together based on innovation, entrepreneurship, on the winning part of globalization.
How have things changed in France under the new president, François Hollande? Many Americans, you know, when they hear the word socialist, tend to sometimes cringe and be concerned. Should Americans be concerned?
Certainly not. Actually, socialist in Europe means social democrat, social democrat in the U.S., so it's a bit like Republicans and Democrats in America. There is a changes in government between socialists and conservatives in France, like there are here between Republicans and Democrats. There are many common points, by the way, between the two. And I would say that friendship with America, promoting French-American relations, are common to the two sides of the political spectrum in France. And as I said to our colleagues at the World Affairs Council, French-American relations have never been closer than they are today, as illustrated by President Hollande's very successful visit to Washington last May, 3 days after his inauguration. And I think it says a lot, the fact that 3 days after being elected, I mean, at least after his, taking the Élysée Palace, as we say, he crossed the Atlantic and went to see President Obama for a meeting that went extraordinarily well. The large convergence on promoting growth and on each and every issue on the world stage. So again, our partnership has never been stronger as such, but also as one of the backbones of the transatlantic partnership.
One other thing that I wanted to ask you about, Mr. Ambassador, before we wrap this up, the French have been renowned for the medical research that goes on in your country. Pittsburgh is a big community for medical research. What sorts of ties do you see being established there between the French and Pittsburgh in terms of medical advances and treating diseases like AIDS, cancer, and that kind of thing?
This is one of my top priorities. On a personal basis, I belong to a family of medical researchers, so that's something I deeply care about. But also as ambassador, I would say this is my number one priority, to promote ties between our two countries in terms of research and innovation. And within this research, medical research is a key. I give the example of the Curie Institute, one of the leading institutions in France in the fight against breast cancer. I recently made sure that the Curie Institute find a network of partners in the U.S. from coast to coast, including here in Pittsburgh, to develop cooperations. You mentioned the fight against AIDS. This is typically one field in which the U.S. and France are the number one and the number two leading countries in the world in terms of research, but also in terms of funding of these research. Oncology is another example. And if you take life sciences as such, this is one of the most promising domains in the Franco-American partnership. One example among many others, Sanofi, the French leading pharmaceutical company, is one of the key investors in this country. 2 years ago, they acquired Genzyme. It was a $20 billion investment. And as I mentioned, one of the pharmaceutical companies of Pittsburgh, Milan, that I will have the pleasure of visiting this afternoon, is a major investor in France. So as you can see, it's not a country that will win over the other. It's a win-win partnership between France and the U.S., and medical research is a very good example of it.
Our guest has been the French ambassador to the United States, François de Lattre. Your Excellency, thank you so much for joining us and taking time to be with us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much.
Coming up, Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald on the North Shore Connector 1 year later, when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.